especially after coffee. I love that, Jacob. Love that. You know, it's Monday, homeroom busted, pencils fully leaded, education talk, educated educators talking education. Me, Dr. Tim Slecker, chairman of the board, Jacob. Woo. Johnny Lupinacci. You know, sometimes priorities are not a homeroom. You know, I think he had a homeroom hall pass this morning, Jacob.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense because I did see him walking around the halls. So yeah. Now I, okay.
Yeah, and he was carrying, you know, like a large chain with like an automobile rim. Ooh. Attached to it, you know, and that, you know, that's one of the ways we prevent that hall pass from going missing.
There are so many ways that different teachers at different schools try to protect that precious hall pass. You know, I think the statute of limitations has passed, where I can admit that I have one from my high school.
Oh, you got
at my home.
Wow. Okay? Now you got it out.
I got it. Well, actually, here's the funny thing. Me and a friend found it right outside as we left the school. And whoa. So that's the hard part's done, right? It's been taken out of the school. Now I'm just an innocent civilian bystander coming across this, and it could have come from anywhere, so I brought it home.
Actually, Jacob, what really happened, and let's
you
picked it up, you saw that with full intentions to return it. When you turned back to go into the school, the automatic locks for the end of the day, the doors were locked.
Yes.
You thought, well, you know what? I'm gonna take this home. And, you know, I'll bring it back. And, you know, the next thing you know, you had algebra homework. You had to write that English paper. And this was pre-AI, so you actually had to write it.
Those were tough days.
You know, and you just forgot. And, hey, you showed up the next day. You're about ready to walk in and explain what had happened. And you noticed there was a new fangled hall pass being used. And you know what? I think that then gave you license to say, I'm just going to keep that hall pass. I had fully intended to give back, but I don't have to now.
Tim, I completely concur with your version of how this story went down. And I'm going to hire you, Tim, to be my my representation here in these situations. And if you could maybe work in a rhyme like, if the pass ain't back, or the pass ain't brought, he must have forgot, or something like that. Yeah, I mean, find a rhyme. I think those are really helpful.
Jacob, the pass he got, he might have forgot.
Boom. And
don't you forget that you got to hang out on the dock.
Do you want to continue that, or?
No.
Okay, that was Jacob,
you know what? But come on, homeroom, it is October.
I'm scared.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, it is the scary month, Jacob. And in fact, you jumped right in there because I was like, you know, what is it about October for teachers and students that, you know, you start thinking about when October hits? And yeah, Jacob, it is, even though it's very early, first true full week of October, heads have already begun thinking, planning, wondering what they're going to be for Halloween.
Oh, and is this what you're coming at me with?
Come on.
Put me on the spot?
The whole, you know, other than...
I want to be an educated educator for Halloween.
Don't know what that costume looks like. You've got the hairdo, though.
Yeah, I'm getting close. Nailed.
Yeah, you're ready to go. But yeah, you're thinking about, you know, in school, those things that, you know, you think about other than the homework, you know, revolve around the seasonal holidays. You know, the Christmas season definitely for a good portion of students really occupies their mind as they're there. But I think one of the other big ones happens in October, Halloween. And what are you going to be for Halloween? The conversations, I can hear the teachers right now. Hey, we're not talking about what we're going to be for Halloween. I need you to pay attention right now to this dangling participle.
Ooh, I'll be a dangling participle. I don't know if I could show that on screen. That might be inappropriate, but I'll be dangling
participle. I'm pretty sure on Halloween. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure right now the word dangling has been, you know, moved on. So it's just a participle now.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah, because the participle didn't really care for the characterization that it was dangling.
It's just an inherently, you know, negative sounding framing. And I understand the participle's point of view on that one. Tim, if I could be serious here for a second.
Okay.
I think the best thing about holidays, especially things like Christmas or Halloween, is having kids around and seeing their buy-in to the holiday and their enjoyment of the holiday. So as a cold, sad adult living in this radio station 24/7, 365, I don't come into contact with any children. I barely see my little siblings. But you guys as teachers, now you guys in college, you got the young college kids, high school, middle, elementary, you get to see the kids get excited for this stuff. You get to, hey, we're going to cut up some little pumpkins for the classroom. Yep. You know, I think that's got to be one of the funner parts of the year for a teacher.
Hey, math lessons, Jacob, you know, how many pumpkins can you cut out early elementary, you know, math addition and subtraction using pumpkins, candy corn, bags of candy corn, the stuff you could do, you can use that, you know, to make bar graphs and things like, I mean, yeah, you're right there, but that goes through and then, but being, you know, what are you going to be for Halloween? And I was just thinking about that for, as you pointed out, I know a lot of people are going, elementary kids. I mean, they love that. So all my elementary school teachers are out there going, you know, because typically we also have the Halloween parade where everybody gets to come to school in their, you know, their costumes and you have a parade and it's real fun. And, you know, so what are you going to be for Halloween? And, you know, middle school, it kind of goes away a little bit. You know, you're getting too old. High school, you know, maybe it's cute. But then you talk about it, it's like there's a whole rebirth of Halloween, though, when you get into college and higher education.
Yes.
Because now you can really... over the top with costumes.
Yeah.
You know, especially for those people who did go to college. And like my fraternity's Halloween parties, I probably looked forward to those parties more than I looked forward to first grade, the Halloween parade.
Yeah, I would think so. And you were in Skull and Bones, right? So you guys had some really wild ones.
Well, yeah, you know, it was tendons and ligaments. But,
that's the much more fun splinter group. You guys are way cooler.
Well, we actually had gotten hazed out of Skull and Bones. So
he said, you know what? We'll make our own group. And it's going to be way cooler.
Tendons and ligaments.
And none of us are going to have any power.
But I was just thinking about that, wondering, though, you know, what is your favorite Halloween costume? And teachers and everybody thinking about this, you know, as we're coming into October, homeroom, you know, what are the standout costumes? And Jacob, you as a student had them, you know, and then potentially in college. Yeah. And now, but do you have like a favorite, like this was my best Halloween costume ever? And if you do remember that, do you remember when it was?
Yeah.
Was it school? Was it college? Was it as an adult?
I don't remember. So I'll tell Tim, earlier I totally dodged your question like an expert politician. You said, where are you going to be for Halloween? I said, Tim, I think Halloween's great. Everyone loves Halloween. So as far as my costumes go, I remember one. Now, I've worn multiple in my life, but I only recall one of them, and it's that I was Captain Hook when I was like 8.
Okay.
And I had a hook. Thankfully, the hand grew back, but I had a hook and a hat, and it matched all of my favorite things in life, which is dressing up, history, because I've got a hat and a beautiful blouse and frock. And I had a great time being Captain Hook. And that's the one that's really stuck in my mind. I even had a terrible little mustache like Captain Hook. And yeah. that one stands out to me. I haven't decided what I'm going to be this year. Maybe through this, you can help me think of ideas. But Tim, let me ask you something. Do you prefer the really good costume or the low effort, funny, creative costume? Where do you land on the Halloween scale?
Oh, so I have a tendency. Well, so I came from the, you don't buy your Halloween costume side of the tracks.
Okay.
Okay. You know, so anything that was already packaged and ready to go was just not the way we did costumes. We made my mother suffer and, you know, came up with, Mom, I want to be like a superhero that has like bird wings. And I want to have really cool boots, though. And I want like a face mask that's really tight, like the comic book one, so that it doesn't look like it's, you know, material.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be that for Halloween.
And you didn't even hand her a specific character. You're like, Mom, I need you to invent a new superhero for me.
Yes.
With these characteristics.
Yep. And she did it.
That's a wonderful story, Tim.
She did it. And, you know, and so I never had that. And, you know, I got to say, I might have been a little bit looked down on those, you know, plastic masks with the bad rubber band that would break around your head and the costume that had a, you know, a flammability potential to take you out in as soon as you walk past a jack-o'-lantern. I didn't wear those. I may have even made fun of people that got those.
Now, Tim.
I look back, though, too.
Making fun of the other children?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So goodness. That was me as a kid. But now, Jacob, I'll tell you, as a teacher, I got to see the excitement that kids had. And you ask a good question. What were some of the best costumes that my kids would come in with? And I got to tell you, one of my favorites, In your way of thinking, I had a kid come in as, and all of this may sound culturally inappropriate, demeaning, all those things. I get it. That's not what this show is today, because boy, we can really take apart Halloween. And
I can't wait to hear what the end of this story is based on the intro.
Well, but he. He came in as George Washington. Okay. Nothing bad there.
No.
But his mother went out and got a bag of not cotton balls, but like fluffy stuffing, and somehow molded it into this white wig with a big ponytail that went about down the middle of his back.
That's beautiful.
And then got a three-pointed hat that she made out of cardboard. And he came in, and I remember his name was Heath. I was like, Heath, what's going on, man? He's like, Mr. Slugger, my mom told me I was going to be George Washington, and look what she's making me wear. This is a fifth grader. About 20 minutes into the day, because they came dressed for the day in their Halloween costumes, not, you know, go out and change and we'll have our Halloween parade.
Yeah, yeah.
At this school, kids showed up in the morning and left. And let me tell you, what they looked like in the morning and how they left was always a disaster. But I look over at Heath, and he's miserable. And I said, dude, what's going on? He's like, Mr. Slacker, I am so hot.
Oh, okay.
Because he had this, and I said, well, Heath, you could take a break and, you know, kind of take it off until the parade. My mother told me not to take it off. and so, I mean, these are the kind of things that I remember for Halloween. And then, you know, in
I wish he would have said to you, Tim, Mr. Slacker, I cannot tell a lie.
I can't, you know.
It's too damn hot in this wig.
Well, but he did come in, Jacob, you know, the crowning that I was going to say, although I thought the hair was the best part of his costume. He did come in with a big old hatchet.
Oh, okay.
And
very cool.
Again, telling you the times, we didn't confiscate it. I let Heath carry that hatchet around all day.
And the best thing about that, Tim, is that you really don't need it for the George Washington costume, especially when you're playing adult George Washington. You don't need the I was six with a hatchet thing. It's really, it doesn't even make lore accurate sense, but God bless you.
He was good. So anyway, and I know it's homeroom, we like to be quick, but I'm just thinking as we're coming into October, teachers that you're listening to this, kids that you're listening to this, college students, anybody involved, good luck. I can't wait to see all of the costumes. And yes, even you, those teachers who actually also put in the effort and come in their Halloween costumes, I can tell you the kids appreciate it. They love it. And Jacob, do you remember any of your teachers coming in a costume?
Oh, boy. No, I don't remember any of them in a costume. We did do the thing you're talking about, though, going from class to class, trick-or-treating in the other classes. And that was always weird for me because you don't really go in the other classes. You know, I'm in this class. Right. Whoa, what are they doing there? And it turns out the same thing we did. But it was kind of adventurous and exciting, and I thought that was a lot of fun. Tim, I got to go trick-or-treating. So if you want to meet up, we go canvas the neighborhood. I know the nice neighborhoods. We can go get the big Snickers, not just the stubby ones. I think we'll have a great Halloween. Tim, I wish that Johnny was here because I feel like he would have had some wacky stories too, don't you think?
I think he would have had he actually been here. Who knows?
Yeah, he's
got that hall pass.
Yeah.
He's got that hall pass, though.
But if the listeners are thinking, man, I want to hear some Johnny Halloween stories, I can't make any promises, Tim, but there's one thing I got to point out here. Halloween comes on a Friday this year.
Oh.
So there might be a producer's choice Halloween thing coming later this month. I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to let people know if they want to hear more Tim Johnny Halloween stuff. There's a possibility. A little teaser.
Nice. Well, then, Jacob, with that, you know, I got to say, though, when my favorite Halloween costume as a teacher, Mr. Spock.
Nice.
I had a Mr. Spock costume, and I tell you, Jacob, I wore it as Mr. Slecker as a second grade teacher, Mr. Slecker as a fifth grade teacher, and Dr. Slecker as a professor. That costume got some mileage, man.
That because is wonderful.
At that point, you know, it may have crossed over from Halloween costume to fantasy type of wishing I could be Mr. Spock.
At some point, you live the lie long enough that you start to believe you were Mr. Spock.
Yeah. The problem was I could never get the neck shoulder pinch to actually work.
Well, that might be for the best that you weren't able to subdue any of the students. But Tim, live long and prosper, of course.
Live long and prosper, and now it's time for your moment of zen. The law is one thing. Power, that's another thing. When I began teaching, I taught a course called Law and Justice in America, and that was the theme of the course. This is law, and this is justice. This is law, and this is power. It's a very important thing to learn. Ooh, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Homeroom. Appreciate all the time that you putting, you know, all that good stuff. Hey, make sure, though, on Wednesday, you're still hanging around for, Wednesday, classes in session. Ooh, Jay, I've got too much Halloween in my mind right now. Too spooked out. Friday, yes, producer's choice. Saturday, one full hour of Busted Pencils across all those civic media stations. And yeah, don't you forget, though, too, come back again that Monday for homeroom. But, you know, here's the best thing. Check us out. Go to bustedpencils.com. Go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Spotify. All those things. Let us know what you think about the show, what you'd like to hear more of, what you'd like to hear less of. and all those things. But you know the number one thing? Keep busting pencils.